Then came the weird, pervasive chocolate smell that floated like a cloud over Manhattan. At first you thought it was local. You'd passed an unseen bakery, smelled something wafting, chocolate sweet, stirring cravings and memories both. You'd scan the area, find nothing, continue on. But the smell was with you everywhere. With you in your apartment, too, though the windows were tight. On the street again, you'd see others glancing up, sniffing air, bemused. And soon, confirming, yes, they smelled the same thing. It had been downtown, too, someone said, quite nervously. Another said, even in the subway. Lexington Avenue sidewalks, normally muffled in regular hostility, broke out suddenly in Willy Wonka comparisons, one passerby saying, I thought of a sundae, another replying, no, syrup on crepes. Or, a tad melancholy, I haven't wanted ice cream like this in 40 years. Someone said that the mayor had already given a statement, enigmatically terse, maybe hiding something. The chocolate cloud tugged Manhattan's mind in two directions, recalling inevitably the gray fog that had descended, or some said had been unleashed on the lower part of the island, 2 or 3 years ago, and that had yet to release its doomy grip on that zone. Theories floated in the sweetened breeze, yet no investigation could pin a source for the odor. And yet the scent was chocolate, ultimately yummy and silly. It brought merry chocolate comparisons out of everyone remarking on it. The mayor's comment, when you heard it repeated on the news, included as fine a joke as had ever crossed those forbidding lips. He'd called it the sweet smell of success. The chocolate weather came, too, as a moment of relief in a strange, hunkered, hungover time. Winter killing. We'd already woken one November morning to the first snow. An overnight inch that glazed every sidewalk and windshield, all the 24-hour markets hurrying to raise plastic tents around their outdoor goods, the citrus and bouquets. The rest of us digging in hallway closet floor shopping bags for last winter's gloves and scarves, or else shelling out for on-the-spot sidewalk stand purchases of same, abandoning hope that the portents of warming were real enough this year to thwart this local early-onset frost. No such luck. The wind slapped around the tall corners, tilting citizens into stoic silence under daylight's hastening exit. On the amok calendar's wheel, Manhattan found itself damned again to holidays and influenza. So, a chocolate mystery reminded us that we all dwelled in Candyland, after all. It was a news item the exact size of our childish wishes. So much for the deliberate terrors advancing on our shores, let alone our complicity with any wider darkness. We were, it turned out, a whole island of crimeless victims, survivors of nothing worse than a cream pie in the face, which, hey, tasted pretty good.